Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. This Thanksgiving is one of my absolute favorite holidays of the whole entire year. And I think we all know that story about Thanksgiving and how it started with the pilgrims, and they were celebrating surviving the first long and cold winter. And so the next fall they were celebrating and sharing a meal with the natives who taught them how to plant the squash and the things that they grew and helped them survive. And it was this big celebration and feast and sharing of a meal. And so today we still do that. Thanksgiving, we have this big traditional meal that has the same sweet potatoes and squash and turkey and the things that they ate. And we celebrate that still today. Yet it has a totally different meaning for us today, because while I love that dinner, and while I love celebrating Thanksgiving, that has nothing to do with why it's my favorite holiday. It's really my favorite holiday because it is such a celebration of the good that we have in our lives. It is such a celebration of being in gratitude and being in Thanksgiving and acknowledging and reveling in all of those gifts that we have in our life, all of the abundance of amazing blessings that we have in our lives. And it's like the one day out of the year that we take to celebrate, really celebrate all of that. And so I also love, oftentimes at Thanksgiving, when I get together with family and friends, we share about what we're grateful for. And we've done things like had paper out on the table and people get to write down things that they're grateful for. And I talked with my best friend Tracy, and she told me they have a journal that they write down what they're grateful for, and they've been keeping the same journal for 25 years. And they go back and they reread what they've written other years, and it creates all these great discussions with everyone in the family. And I know we've had a Thanksgiving tree where we have little leaves and we write what we're grateful for and hang it on the tree. And one year I was even at Thanksgiving where everybody was invited to share not just what they were grateful for, but to share about someone that was sitting at the table that they were grateful for and why they were grateful for that person in their life. And you know, when we do those things and when we share that stuff, always it brings tears to people's eyes. Always it touches something really deep inside of us. Those tears are all about that it allows us to touch that tremendous gratitude that we have for each other and for the love of each other and the love of our friends and our connection with each other. And it allows us to remember how we live in each other's hearts and how we have home in each other's hearts. And it makes us grateful for things like the opportunities that we've had this year and the things that we've learned, and for our health and for our children and those things that we so often overlook that we don't pay attention to. It makes us so grateful to be back in touch with those things that we overlook. And when we take the time to look at those, what happens is it opens our hearts back up. It opens our hearts. That's why the tears come out. It reminds me of one of my very favorite lines from a Joan Baez song that says, "It melted my heart down to the place where it longs to be." Our hearts long to be in that place of remembering and in that place of gratitude and in that place of feeling that and reveling in that. It takes us back to the place of remembering all of the good that is always at hand, like Carol said in her reading, that's always at hand. It reminds us of how much we love each other. It allows us to feel how blessed we are in our lives and takes us to living in that awareness of how blessed we are, at least for a little while. I read a quote this week that I had not read before that I really loved by Robert Louis Stevenson. He says, "The man who forgets to be thankful has fallen asleep to life." Yeah. And so the title of my talk today is Come to the Table. And what I'm doing is I'm inviting all of us to come to the table of the amazing abundance of our own lives and to be in recognition of that. Eric Butterworth says that Thanksgiving is more than a response to what is happening. It's a celebration of the truth the truth with a capital T. It's a celebration of this amazing abundance that we live in and this opulent good that we live in all of the time. And I know that sometimes with all the negativity that's going on in the world right now, with just turning on the news and the strife and the conflict and all of that stuff, what happens sometimes is we put this little shell around our hearts, kind of like to protect ourselves from all of that, because we feel kind of bombarded by it sometimes. But I think what happens is when we get in touch with our gratitude, is it cracks that little shell open that we've kept there to protect ourselves. And when that little shell is cracked open, it's like warm honey just kind of oozes out of our heart and into our lives and then fills our lives, and everything becomes sweeter and everything becomes richer once that flows out into our lives. We see things differently. And so I know that we all have positive aspects to our life and we all have negative aspects to our lives. We all have things that we prefer to have in our lives and things we would prefer not to have in our lives. But being in thanksgiving for the good and for the blessings shifts our perspective. It opens our eyes to witness even more of the good than what we were seeing before that happened. It opens our eyes to see the good that's present all of the time, not just some of the time. The good that we forget that's even in our lives when we're focused on those negative things. Is that true? When you're busy listening to the stories in the news that bother you, do you forget about all the good that you have in your life? So being in gratitude shifts our focus back to that, because those negative stories are such a small part of the life, our own individual lives that we're each living. There's an ancient proverb that says, a donkey may carry a precious load of sandalwood on its back and never know its fragrance, only its weight. That gratitude takes us to the fragrance of life. So in order to experience a full and an overflowing heart, it takes a shift in perspective. It takes a recognition that even in the midst of difficulties, even in the midst of challenges, there is an abundance of good and an abundance of blessings. It brings us to recognize that sweetness of life that we sometimes forget. It lightens our load. And the reason that it does that is because it is impossible to experience two opposing emotions or two opposing thoughts at the same time. So when you're in gratitude, you can't feel or think about those things that are negative. When you're in celebration and recognition of the blessings, you can't focus on and think about what you don't have. Which one would you rather feel? It's easy. It shifts our experience when we're in gratitude from difficulty to joy. And so Eric Butterworth, who is one of my favorite authors, says, thanksgiving keeps you in an awareness of the divine flow. It keeps us in that awareness that it's happening all of the time. And so I have a story that I'd like to share with you, and it's about a man named Paul Brand. Paul Brand is a brilliant medical doctor who did pioneering work in the treatment of leprosy. He has received the Albert Lasker Award, been made a commander of the Order of the British Empire by the Queen, served as the only Westerner on the Mahatma Gandhi Foundation, and had medical procedures named after him. Brand grew up in India, where his parents were missionaries. At the age of 9, he was sent to a boarding school in England. 5 years later, while a 14-year-old student there, he received a telegram informing him that his beloved father had died of Blackwater fever. Brand cherished fond memories of his father, a man who had a great love for people and a great love for the natural world around him. A short time after he received the news of his father's death, Paul Brand received a letter from his father. It had been posted prior to his father's death, but took some time to reach Brand as it came by ship. Its words impacted deeply upon the young son. Paul's father described the hills around their home and then finished with these words. God means us to delight in this world. It isn't necessary to know botany or zoology or biology in order to enjoy the manifold life of nature. Just observe and remember and compare and always be looking to God with thankfulness and worship for having placed you in such a delightful corner of the universe as planet Earth. How grateful are you just to be on planet Earth, and how beautiful it is, and how magnificent it is, and how magnificent it is to be living this life with the people that surround you and with all the opportunities that we get to have every day. Being in gratitude takes us to remembering and experiencing and sensing that outpouring of the divine as this magnificent life that isn't present just sometimes, but is present all of the time. And because we are spiritual beings, we have a spiritual need to experience gratitude. We have a deep need because it reminds us that we live in that presence, that heaven is really right here as a state of consciousness, as a focus, as a feeling. It reminds us that we live in this field of infinite good. It reminds us that the very nature of life is to express as good. It reminds us that we are now in that presence, all of the time, not separate, that we can never be separate from the activity of the divine, that we can never be separate from the love of the divine. It reminds us that we live in grace. What a celebration that is. And so when we're in gratitude, what happens is it aligns our thinking with the heart of God, with the heart of the absolute, that divine presence, that heart that is the very givingness of spirit. And so when we're in gratitude, what happens is it's like lining up a funnel with a bottle. We become that funnel more open to receive. And we become that funnel because we become like that presence in our vibration. When we are in love, when we are in celebration, when we are in open-heartedness, when we are recognizing the opulence, we are vibrating with that same vibration as that divine presence of givingness and of love and of unfolding. We line ourselves up with that so that we can receive even more good. In the book Ask and It Is Given by Esther Hicks, she says, "Nothing is more important than that you feel good." That's because when we feel good, we align ourselves with that presence. That's automatically what happens. When we focus on what we are grateful for, and when we focus on what we have, our hearts swell and we vibrate with joy. In those feelings of opulence, we draw more opulence to us. In Matthew, it says, "For whomsoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he hath." That's talking about the law of attraction. It's talking about we attract to us what we vibrate like. So we can actually feel gratitude for specific things that we have in our lives, and we can feel gratitude just because. And so I invite you to try it. I invite you to close your eyes for a minute and to just feel grateful. Refrain from turning outward looking for things Just feel grateful. Gratitude is not just a reactionary emotion. It is a causative energy. And we can stir it up. Let that feeling of gratitude well up and fill your heart. And let it fill your body. And let it fill your whole being. And now shine the light of your awareness on the specific things in your life for which you are grateful. The abundance of love. The people in your life that you love and that love you. The blessings of friendship. Gratitude for home. And for comfort and safety. Gratitude for the opportunities that you have in your life. Gratitude for this spiritual path that you are walking. And for your own spiritual awareness and your spiritual awakening. Gratitude for your growth and how much you've changed. And I invite you to open your eyes. And so in celebration of Thanksgiving and of celebrating what we're grateful for, I would like to ask you to share with us something that you are grateful for and let us celebrate with you the good that you have in your life. Let us witness and acknowledge the good that you have in your life. So who will share something that they are grateful for?
I'm grateful that I can visit my family often that lives here.
Nice. Who else has something they're grateful for?
It's hard to pick. There's so many things. I'm grateful for the ability to hit the road, take a wonderful trip to celebrate my birthday.
Nice. Joy's been doing a lot of traveling. It's awesome.
I'm grateful for this church and this church family. It's being away. Come back into all these smiling faces and welcoming presence, and it just touches my heart every time. Thank you.
Nice.
Since my birthday is on Thanksgiving, I'm grateful to still be here. Thank you. And I'm grateful for my family. And especially for my daughter, who's always here for me.
Nice.
And it's good to be here with all these loving people.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for my 15-year young dog, Gingy, who's on chemo and is doing great today. And I'm grateful for all of you. Thank you.
I am grateful for the life that I've created for myself and for all the people who have been part of my life and loved me and supported me through all of it.
That's nice. I'm grateful for learning how to laugh, how to dance, how to play, and how to love.
Who else?
And I am grateful to be here among all you loving people. It's been a long time.
Yes. Bob's been gone for 8 months or something on a trip for a long time. It seems like 8 months. Who else? Who else would like to share?
I'm grateful for my loving family and my church family. I love you all, and for all the abundance that I have in my life, and it's going perfect.
Yay. That's nice. And for love, nice. Who else?
Well, I'm grateful for my mother and that she's healthy here, back with me today. And I'm grateful for all of you guys. It's always wonderful to come here and feel at home. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Nice.
I'm grateful for all the prayers that you have done for me.
If you don't know, last week, Mirta had a mild heart attack and was in the hospital for like 5 days. And there are no clogs in her arteries, and everything is great. And she's here with us today, which is fabulous. Anyone else want to share?
I want to say I'm so grateful for finding and for the people in this room being my spiritual family. Margaret?
I'm very grateful for Chris.
Oh, that's nice.
I am. Very, very grateful. You don't know how grateful I am.
Oh. Thank you, babe.
And so today happens to be, this is Peggy Toole, if you don't know her, today happens to be her 10-year birthday, because 10 years ago today, she had a sudden death heart attack and died and had surgery. And did she have surgery? She, anyway, 10% of the people survive, and here she is 10 years later with us. And so I would actually like to ask you to stand and give her a standing ovation. How grateful, Peggy, we are that you are alive and with us.
Thank you.
Is Thanksgiving just like the most amazing holiday to be able to celebrate all of this good? It's so awesome. And so I invite you then to join me in a prayer right now, just of Thanksgiving. How blessed we are and how grateful we are for this abundance of blessings in our lives. Recognizing that this infinite presence and this infinite power and this magnificence of the universe is always right where we are, that it leads us and guides us into ways of opulence and into ways of blessings and into ways of gratitude, and so much to be grateful for. I recognize that we cannot be separate or apart from this presence for an instant in all of eternity, for it is the very essence of our spirit. It is that which we have come from, and it is that whose life we are living right now, this life of the divine. And so today and this week on Thanksgiving, we celebrate this abundance of good in our lives, and we revel in these blessings. How thankful I am to have the opportunity just to celebrate, the opportunity to be in this energy of love that is everywhere present, everywhere we go, all of the time, that love is available within us and around us, and we share it, and we revel in it, and how beautiful this life is.
And so it is with that that I release this prayer into that infinite law of the universe, knowing that it is already unfolding itself because it is true. And so we just rest in that. And I say thank you, God, for all of this. And so it is.